Hello, and welcome to another video podcast here for Lighthouse Church. For those of you just joining, my name is Pastor Jeff Klein, and it's my pleasure to take you through the Bible, get a little bit of encouragement each Thursday morning here, or whenever you're watching this. We just hope that you get encouraged, and if you do, don't be shy about liking and sharing. You can even leave some comments if you are encouraged. And so we have been looking at Jesus in the Old Testament, and we'll continue that for a few more weeks. I'm really enjoying this, kind of digging in and seeing this, and hope you are too. So today, we're going to take a look at Moses, his encounter with Christ in the Old Testament. And so we know that Moses was born to a Hebrew. He was set adrift in a basket, and then he was taken in by Pharaoh's daughter. From there, he grows up and begins to spend some time with his fellow Hebrews. He'd come to know or already knew that he was Hebrew and had some measure of compassion for them as he was curious about them and hanging out with them. So that brings us to the story in Exodus 2, 11 through 15. Now it came to pass in those days, when Moses was grown, that he went out to his brethren and looked at their burdens, and he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his brethren. So he looked this way and that, and when he saw no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. And when he went out a second day, behold, two Hebrew men were fighting. And he said to the one who did the wrong, "Why are you striking your companion?" Then he said, "Who made you a prince and the judge over us? Do you intend to kill me as you killed the Egyptian?" So Moses feared and said, "Surely this thing is known." When Pharaoh heard of this matter, he sought to kill Moses. But Moses fled from the face of Pharaoh and dwelt in the land of Midian, and he sat down by a well. So Moses is brought to this place where he now flees from his life of privilege. You know, this was a life where, as Pharaoh's daughter being raised in Pharaoh's household, that every desire was met. I mean, basically by simply speaking of it, asking for it. And, you know, it was a life of self-seeking, and this had perverted Moses' sense of justice. He thought it was his place to judge and condemn and execute judgment himself. So, yes, it was wrong for the Egyptians to oppress and beat the Israelites. However, Moses' response in murdering an Egyptian was sinful, and as God tells us that vengeance is his. So Moses' response when his murder was found out was fear. He became afraid, and so he fled into the wilderness. And he was fearful that everyone knew of his actions. That was the source of his fear, that everyone had found him out. And he was also fearful of what Moses would do. And so, to be clear, Moses wasn't concerned or wasn't fearful of God's condemnation or judgment. He was only concerned that people found out and that Pharaoh might exact some measure of justice on him. So, and that's a common response. Fear as a response to our sin being found out. So we struggle personally with what we've done, and then we certainly don't want anyone else to find out, and so we hide it. But however, the cure is to bring that sin into the light. God already knows, and confession is freeing. And so Moses is running, only concerned about Pharaoh's judgment over God's. So we find him having fled into the wilderness, which is an accurate metaphor when describing the effects of valuing man's judgment over God's and seeking to run away from the things that we've done. You know, the wilderness, right? Think of it more as desert than forest. I mean, you can live there, but it's hot, it's oppressive, it's got very little in the way of provision, and every provision that you do get is hard won, and then the dangers are many. And so it's there in that wilderness that Moses has the encounter with Jesus. And we see this in Exodus 3, 1 through 5. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock back to the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. Why does the bush not burn? So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. And then he said, Do not draw near this place. Take off your sandals off of your feet, for the place where you're standing is holy ground. And so we see this phrase here, angel of the Lord. We saw that a couple weeks ago, maybe even last week, angel of the Lord. And we see the angel of the Lord was, in verse 2, in the midst of the bush that was burning. And then we come to verse 4, and it says, God called to him from the midst of the bush. And so we get a little bit of a hint of, okay, something's going on here. We have the angel of the Lord, God, all in the burning bush here. So what's going on? So we skip down to Exodus 3 through 10. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? So he said, I will certainly be with you, and this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. And when I have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. Then Moses said to God, Indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they say to me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am, has sent me to you. Moreover, God said to Moses, Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations. So here we see God's personal name in this. Anytime that we see the Lord in Scripture, in all capitals, and they're the small capitals, this is God's personal name. Sometimes we call it the Tetragrammaton, the YHWH, the name, as he's called, that's too holy to pronounce or to enunciate. So they come up with these ways of talking about God's name. So then we come to Hebrews, and the writer of Hebrews is talking about the faith. This is what was commonly called in chapter 11, the hall of faith. And we come to verses 23 through 27. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents, because they saw that he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's command. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God rather than the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for enduring as seeing him who is invisible. For he endured as seeing him who is invisible. And so here in this last part here, we say, wait a minute, not fearing the wrath of the king. Well, he did fear the wrath of the king in fleeing, but in returning, he had no fear of Pharaoh. He was returning to Egypt to free his people out of fear for God, out of a reverence for God, of having this intimate encounter with God, who the writer of Hebrews says is Christ. And so we see that here. Moses was compelled to obey God, esteeming Christ's reproach greater than all the treasure in Egypt. And so that's a strong conviction, right, and a strong conversion for Moses, who had held Pharaoh's wrath so great that he left everything behind to run away from it, to not be punished. But now he's returning with this strong conviction from the Lord, this experience with Christ in the burning bush. And so we see here, right, so Moses forsook what the world has in search of eternal riches, in Christ. And so for us, that's an encouragement, right? For us also is to seek the kingdom of God first and to look for Christ in all things. And so I hope that's encouraging for you today. Have a great week.